according to the action, the attitude.
啊，就像这个马可福音，如果再看下去啊，看到说有一些这个法利赛人啊，和撒杜盖人来问主耶稣，啊，不，撒杜盖人、法利赛人和这个叙利党人来问主耶稣，他们怀着恶意，可是主耶稣照样回答他们。
And so, if you read the Bible, when people come, for example, the Pharisees or Sadducees came to ask Jesus Christ, he also gave them answers.
啊，他们说，我们该不该付税给该撒？
They asked Jesus, should we pay tax to Caesar?
这样的人呢，神也回答他。
And even a person who's asked questions such as this, the Lord Jesus also answered him.
我们再翻回这个马可福音。
Let's turn back to the book of Mark.
稍微讲一下这里。
Let us look at the story.
马可福音十二章，这些人呢，背景是一到十三节，主耶稣讲一个这个。凶恶缘妇的比喻啊。
Mark chapter 12 of 1 to 13, Jesus was talking about the parable of the tenants.
那么十三节，这些人就来报复，来攻击耶稣。
Verse 13, these people came to seek revenge to attack Jesus.
可是主耶稣照样回答他们。
But Jesus answered them.
这些人也真的很够矛盾。
And these people feel of, These people are very contradictory.
在十二章的十四节啊，他们说主耶稣啊，你是诚实人啊，那你不顾人的情面啊，也不看外貌，真是诚实实实传的神的道。那的确，耶稣是这样子。
Verse 14, they say, Teacher, you are a man of integrity. You are unswayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are. And indeed, Jesus Christ was such a man.
可是，既然主耶稣这样子啊，他们要来陷害耶稣啊。
But even if Jesus was such an upright man, they still want to harm him.
真的是假冒为善，又是这个胆子很大。
They're really a hypocrite, and they're really dare.
那十五节，问说我们该不该付税给该撒
？Verse 15, they ask, should they pay tax to Caesar?
那主耶稣知道他们假意。
Jesus knew their hypocrisy.
就教导他们一顿。
So Jesus taught them a lesson.
就说，请你把这个银钱拿过来给我看。
Jesus said, "Brought me a coin."
那他们就拿个银钱过来了。
So they brought one.
在犹太那时候啊，犹太背景啊，他们其实不允许任何人啊，连这个什么洋娃娃都没有。
So in the historical background at the time, they wouldn't allow inscription of anything, even like a figure.
洋娃娃，不是洋娃娃，a doll. 以前的洋娃娃是用木头这样雕刻的。
So the doll they have was made of wood.
不是布啊。
It's not from fabric.
那他们这样禁止是因为这样有点像雕刻偶像，所以他们没有洋娃娃，女孩子不玩洋娃娃的。
So the reason behind this restriction is because Making a doll is just like making an idol, so they do not make any dolls.
他们很敬虔，敬虔到这种地步。
They are very reverent to this kind of point.
所以在他们家里啊，找不到任何的形象、偶像，还是洋娃娃，还是那种任何照片。
So in their houses, you would not see any dolls or image or figures or anything.
那我是读圣经的时候，常常去想去马上去做这个主耶稣所说的。
And so whenever I read Bible, I would like to right away carry out what Jesus said.
我们请先拿下钞票出来吧。
Let's bring up a dollar bill.
拿出来看看一下。我只有二十块，还有二十块一块钱。
I have a dollar bill and $20.
那可能有些人有五块钱、十块钱。
Maybe you have five or ten.
仔细看一下。
Look at it in detail.
你看到什么
？What do you see?
有谁的照片在上面
？Whose inscription was on it?
你仔细观察，都是死人。
They're all dead people.
你想想看，天国以后，我们去天国需要用死人钞票吗
？Just think about it. If we're in heaven, do we need to use money with inscription of dead people?
需要吗
？Do we need to?
这是我们在世上常常去积极的存着死人钞票，都是死人了。
But in this world, we work hard to try to save many of these bills.
那其实主耶稣就指出他们假冒为善出来。
So Jesus pointed out the hypocrisy.
他们没有任何偶像，可是啊，在这个路加福音十六章第四节提到说，法利赛人是爱钱的。
And even though they don't have any idol in their home, but in Luke chapter 16, verse 4, it says, these Pharisees, they lost money.
16:14.
They like wealth and possession and money.
他们忘记一件事情啊，家里没有任何的偶像，可是呢，很多该撒的照片，不照片了，形象啊，在他们家里。
They forgot that even though they don't have any idol, but they have many of image of Caesars in their house.
他们是很不喜欢该撒的。
They really dislike Caesar.
因为他是这个外族人在统治犹大国。
Because he was Gentile emperor reigning over Jews.
可是他们却积满了这种该撒的这个形象在家里。
But they pile up this image of Caesar in their house.
所以他们结论是他们。 不知道很惊讶，不知道说什么。
So conclusion is they were shocked. They didn't know what to say.
所以我们可以看到说，主耶稣也回答他们的祷告。So
we can see that Jesus even answered their prayer.
我们要敬畏神。We
need to fear God.
神真的回答人的祷告，可是按着每一个人所作所为。God
indeed responds to every prayer, but it is according to everyone's deed and actions.
有些人说，我祷告神都不回应，神拖拖拉拉的。
Some people say, I pray, but God didn't answer, or he just made me wait.
只是到最后一秒啊，再回答我。
At the last minute, then he answered me.
我猜想可能我们在生活上也是拖拖拉拉的，到最后一秒才做神的工作吧。
I guess that's because in our daily life, we also wait until the last minute to do God's work.
在马太福音第八章记载的有一个百夫长来为他的仆人来祈求。
In Matthew chapter 8, it recorded an official who prayed for his subordinate.
我们可以看到说他的祷告，他的祈求马上回应。
And we can see that his prayer was answered immediately.
其实百夫长有很多的仆人。The
centurion has many servants.
可是他会去体会他下面的人的痛苦。But
he knew how to feel and care for people under him.
他的仆人受痛苦，真的像他受痛苦一样，所以他赶快来找主耶稣。His
servant suffered just as he himself suffered, so he immediately went to seek Jesus.
那主耶稣说：“我去你家好了。”
The Lord Jesus said, I come to your house."
他说：“主耶稣，我不敢当啊。” He
said that, you don't need to.
我不配。I'm
not worthy.
他相当的谦卑啊，他去百夫长，他是管这个犹太人的。He
was very humble. He was a centurion.
他真的把 耶稣当成主来看待。He
really treated Jesus as Lord.
他对主耶稣有相当很有信心。And
he was very faithful towards him.
他对主耶稣很有信心。He
was faithful towards Lord Jesus Christ.
He had great faith.
Great faith.
他说：“主耶稣，你只要说一句话就好了。”He
said, you just say a word.
就可以成就了。Then
it will be done.
你不用来。You
do not need to go to my house.
那他说：“我是做军人的啦。” 那上面的人叫我做什么就做什么，下面的人我叫他做什么他就做什么。He
said, I'm a centurion in military. Whatever my superior tell me, I will do, and whatever I tell my subordinates, they will do.
我们在这里有个军人。Here
we have a military man.
我们都知道在军校都是学习要顺服。
We know that in military, the most important thing is being submissive.
所以他日常生活当中的行为是很顺服，马上去做的。And
so in his daily life, the centurion is very submissive, and he do things immediately.
主耶稣也照他的这种个人的这种个性啊，来回应他，马上的成就他的祷告。So
Jesus answered him accordingly, and then Jesus immediately answered his prayer.
那我们作为工人呢？ 我们是什么样的工人啊，真的很重要。So
as workers, what kind of workers we are is very important.
在路加福音15章那边记载了三个迷失的比喻。Luke
chapter 15, it recorded three parables about the lost.
那我们想想看啊，这个在最后的比喻，这个浪子的比喻啊，里面唯一不迷失的是谁？
And let's think about the parable of the prodigal son. Which one of them who are actually not lost?
这个小儿子是迷失的。The younger son
was lost.
那这个老大呢?
How about the older son?
他也是迷失的。He
was also lost.
那我们通常是工人，我们通常要去寻找迷羊，不管是在主内还是主外。
As workers, oftentimes we have to go out and seek out lost sheep.
那如果我们是迷失的话，心灵中有这个自义、骄傲。
If we ourselves is lost, we have self-righteous and pride in our heart.
我们真的可以带人回到神的面前吗
？Can we really bring the lost sheep to back to the Lord's house？
有可能吗？因为我们自己都没办法到神的面前，那我们怎么会带人到神的面前呢？
Is it possible? Because we ourselves are unable to come in front of God, how can we bring other people to Him?
所以很重要的，我们作为工人，我们要一直的很谦卑的追求如何的听从神的话，有主耶稣那种价值观个性。
And so it's very important for us as workers to learn to be submissive to God's word and to have the values of God.
我们有些人体验到说，当他们很追求，真的想要顺从圣经的教导改变自己他们发觉到他们祷告也变成很有功效，神常常很快的就回应他们。
And a lot of people have these testimonies when they really want to submit to the words of the words of God, which is recorded in the Bible. They really do so, and then they feel that their prayers also transform and it become more powerful.
所以今天用几个例子来跟大家勉励。
So today I use a few examples as encouragement.
我们都可以看到，其实神都有回应人的祷告。
We can see that God really responds to our prayers.
只是看我们是什么样的人而已。
It's just depending on what kind of person we are.
所以邀请弟兄姐妹来，我们来到前面来祷告。我们祷告25分钟。
So I ask everyone to come forward to pray. We pray 25 minutes.
在祷告里面，我们来审查我们自己。
Let us examine ourselves in our prayers.